This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every Thursday, Ducks head coach Dan Lanning joins Primetime with Isaac and Souk. It's the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Philbrook Law, accident and injury lawyers, your local law team.
All right, prompt as always, here is the coach, Dan Lanning. Can you read us?
How are you doing, guys?
Hey, good. How are you doing? How's your week?
Doing great.
12:30 kick Saturday, so the coverage against Oklahoma State will start here on The Fan at 8:30. Just want to let people know that. You follow in the news that it sounds like that they're getting closer to going to a single 10-day transfer window, which would begin January 2nd. I don't know if you saw that, but if you did, what do you think?
I think all of us are in favor of letting it happen once a year and not letting it happen necessarily twice. So I think that's a positive for the game. The timing's tough. You know, it'll certainly be tough for teams that are still competing in the playoffs, but it also gives players an opportunity if they're leaving somewhere to go find a new home. So I think it creates some opportunities for kids and also eliminates some of the ambiguity that exists in March and May whenever there's this other window of time. So get to know who your team is. Overall, I think it's a positive. But yeah, you wish it didn't happen during the season.
Yeah, it's tough because I remember we talked about this with you last year and you were like, there's just no easy way to make everyone happy or to do it perfectly. But the window would begin January 2nd. The quarterfinals of the playoff would be done January 1st. So the only teams still playing would be the Final Four. That's probably, right, at least this year, that's probably the best you can do. But I just wonder if 10 days...
Well, the best you could do is move the games up.
Yeah.
And then it would all make sense, right? Make the national championship January 1st.
Yes.
That's the best you could do.
Oh my God, yes, that would be great.
Yeah, because you don't need that big break after the season, correct? Like,
No. Then it coincides with school years. You can start on your next team the next year. I mean, a lot of teams already play week zero games. You know, we have two bye weeks right now as it is. There's an Army-Navy weekend where nobody else plays except for Army-Navy. So there's time in there to squeeze things up, you know. Yeah. But that would be my next recommendation. Bump the season up. Playoff games, play it at home sites, whoever's the higher seed, right? National championship game at a cool site somewhere.
But it not being 30 days rather just 10. I mean, is that a lot to squeeze in less than 2 weeks?
I think every coach would want the window to be smaller than wider.
Okay. All right. Well,
I mean, do you want us to like for 30 days, we've got to figure out it's definitely easier to be less.
Okay.
Right. It's definitely easier to be less.
And do you have a general idea as you go through the season? I'm assuming you keep tabs on your players and you talk to them. I'm assuming that when you get to the end of the year, you have a rough idea of who may be interested in going. I'm guessing it doesn't happen often when you get the rug pulled out from underneath you.
Yeah, it doesn't happen often. I think if that happens, that means that you were unaware of somebody's feelings and where they're at and situations, you know, hopefully there's enough of a line of communication for us and our players to where they feel really comfortable communicating with us where they're at and what that looks like. And we've been really fortunate from that standpoint. I mean, going into year four now, we've never lost a starter to the transfer portal. So I think that, you know, speaks volumes of our culture and our players liking it here.
This is Oregon coach Dan Lanning with us here on 105.1 The Fan. So you've talked before about you've never seen a perfect game in college football. Was that as close to a perfect game as you've seen since you've been at Oregon last week?
Good question. I mean, I thought you were going to ask me if it was perfect. And I was going to say, no, we didn't score a touchdown in the red area.
I'm not that dumb. Like, I'm pretty dumb.
And we gave up, you know, points. It's pretty close. I mean, there's a lot of things that we did right. Yeah, I thought our guys played well, and they did a lot of things right.
I mean, there's one glaring thing, and I don't know, like, if this is just a lack of preparation, if it was oversight, but can we work on the duck? Like some high knee drills? Like we can't have the duck. I mean, what are we doing? That's coming right out of the tunnel.
Yeah, I honestly, I didn't really know anything about that until the next week, and somebody else brought that up to me as well. So I'm sure the duck is training and going to have their act together.
So you come out, and I mean, it was clicking on all cylinders. You block a couple kicks. You got to play everybody, but like you got a quarterback in making his first start, looked really good. How much are you doling out early in the season? You know, I'm assuming you're holding stuff back, but where are you at as far as an install on an offense and a defense? And is it one of those where it gets more and more each week, or how are you deciding kind of how to parcel that out?
No, I mean, we carry a game plan for every week, and we had a game plan for last week that we didn't necessarily have to utilize all the game plan, right? But I think you want to try to carry a similar volume of plays on offense, defense, special teams each week. You know, this is what we feel really good about. And then you hope that you don't necessarily have to use all the tools you have, right? But you want answers within a game. And last week's game was certainly similar to that, where there's some things that we had dialed up that we were, you know, looking forward to being able to use, but we didn't necessarily feel like we needed to use them in that game.
I want to ask you about something Gundy said. I was listening to him. He said he thinks it's harder to run the ball in today's college game. He thinks defenses have gained on offenses. You guys immensely, I mean, I think perfectly balanced last week. But do you think that's true? It's harder to run the ball today? And if so, why?
I think it's always a big cat and mouse game with offense and defense. You know, that specifically, I don't know. But like last year, we struggled running the ball early to our standard. Right, I think we averaged 2.9 yards per carry against Idaho last year, rushing the ball, right? And then obviously that wasn't the case this last week. So I think you have to be really creative on how can you gain extra hats. You know, there's 11 on offense and 11 on defense. So if they can handle every gap, you know, and a lot of times the answer is, well, you can run the quarterback and that's how you get an extra advantage. But not everybody wants to run their quarterback every play. And that makes it a tough challenge. But, yeah, defenses and offenses are definitely going back and forth, and that makes it a fun challenge.
To change the way you recruit, I know like in the NFL, we're kind of going back to more of a physical run game, and the linebackers are having to change. It went from all these light guys that could run sideline to sideline, and now you're starting to see some guys that are a little bigger, some thumpers in there. Does that affect you at all, like when you see the evolution of the game and how you go about it, or do you just have a specific mindset on the type of player that fits your specific defense?
Well, we like guys that can do both, right? And I think you have to have that, right? But I think more importantly at linebacker right now in today's game is the ability to cover tight ends and backs out of the backfield. I think that's really important, unless you want to play cover two every down, right? And protect them, you know, from that standpoint. So yeah, I think you look for both, and those are hard to find, and that's why you have to go get the best of the best.
Now, you guys, running back by committee, it looked like receiver by committee. Is that something, as the weeks go on and you get ready to the stiffer competition, that you think naturally plays itself out? Do you want it to play itself out and you see one or two guys, or are you comfortable just going through with kind of having both of those positions by committee as the season rolls on?
I'm comfortable with playing as many above the line players as we can play and guys, you know, owning a role and being the best at it. And I think that some of that will take care of itself. Like as you go through the season, there's going to be, you know, guys that reveal that they're really good in certain situations, and that might limit, you know, the amount of players that are playing. But hopefully we have a lot of above the line players that can play. And that means when they're in there, they're really fresh and ready to execute.
What jumped out on film about Oklahoma State
Yeah, I mean, the tempo on offense is certainly as fast as anybody that we've played probably since I've been here. I'm trying to think of anybody that's been faster. You know, they're one of the teams where tempo became a big thing in college football, you know, 10 years ago. And now it's the game's kind of slowed itself back down, especially with the coach-to-player communication. But, you know, they caught UT Martin several times last week with extra players on the field or not lined up properly. So their tempo is certainly different. Defensively, they'll pitch a lot of different things at you. You know, Coach Grantham's been doing it for a long time. So there's a couple things that are exciting about their game and the way they play.
And we won't get into the whole individual comments and what Coach Gundy said, but I did notice that this is becoming a trend. I heard it from four separate coaches that kind of brought up this NIL thing as if suddenly this is new, that rosters are unbalanced in college football and that the bigger schools have better resources. That has been this way since kingdom come. Like, shocking, the SEC had more resources. Why do you think that all of a sudden now I feel like this has become something that coaches are, like, I'm going to say whining or making excuses, but it feels like this is getting brought up more now. Why is that becoming the narrative now and it hasn't been throughout the course of college football when it's always been this way?
I don't know. I'm not hopping into it.
Yeah.
But yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
So we've noticed that you
I have a thought, but
No, fair
Let's
enough.
Just keep rolling.
Yeah. Understood.
Fair enough.
You have a penchant for coming up with very poignant lines, and one of them popped out again this week. We had I think you said, we spend to win, some people save to have an excuse as to why they don't. We love cooking on your grill. We talked about that last year. I saw one at Media Day that I loved. You said Dante Moore. Would you say he's in a microwave society? He wants a slow-cooked meal. I love these. Where do you come up with these lines?
I don't know. I mean,
you just fire them off the top of your head?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not like researching what to say. I don't know what questions are going to be asked. I guess sometimes you have an idea. But no, I mean,
wow.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe I got, like, after coaching's over with, we can start to trademark some things.
Dude, I think so.
Absolutely.
I mean,
is it Belichick, like, trademarking phrases now down there? What's the one? Didn't he trademark some stuff? What was that?
Belichick?
Gold Digger? Or,
yeah. Gold Digger and Chapel Bill.
Chapel Bill.
Oh, my God.
Maybe I'm missing out on something here that I'm not aware of. But, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, we just say what comes to mind, I guess.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you've got three or four T-shirts in there. I don't know if Eugene Dan necessarily works. It's not quite Chapel Bill, but you've got some T-shirts that you can fire up there.
You can sleep when you die.
None that I'm getting royalties off of, you know? So I gotta figure that out. It sounds like that's the new thing.
Well, cooking on your grill, I don't think you can. That one's already taken. But some of these are pure Dan Lanningisms, and they really are great. I'm actually really impressed that comes off the top of your head. Those are, you know, they're just very spot on, I think is
appreciate that.
Yeah, the best way I can describe it.
Can we also talk about, can we get Kenyon Sadiq a bigger uniform? What is he?
Still too tight?
That is the largest, most physically impressive man I've seen in quite some time, but he's wearing a medium. Oh, can we get a hold of Nike? Yeah. Can we get a bigger uni?
We give these guys their jerseys their freshman year, and then they got to wear them, you know, their entire career, I guess. I don't know why it's so tight. Those offensive guys like their stuff tight so nobody can grab a hold of them, I guess.
Well, you were talking about, like, the weight gain from all the guys, and there were some dudes that you could certainly tell, but no one stuck out more than him. That is just
very swole.
Yeah, that's that's a different – that poor kid from Montana State. Like, that's just – how many times was that watched in film, by the way, and circled in the meeting?
You know, not as much as you'd think, right? Like, it was a great play. We certainly pointed out, but we kept moving. You know, there's not a lot to learn from that play, right? Other than big man beats little man, right?
That is true. And you played a lot of guys. I mean, I think everyone got in and a lot of freshmen. How much does that pay dividends down the road when you can get these guys meaningful snaps early in the season?
Yeah, I think it's huge. I mean, we played 77 guys in the game. You know, and when you're able to have 77 different people step on the field, I think, one, it just creates the opportunities for people to recognize there's roles for them. And when we play well, that creates more opportunities for more people. And evaluate what's on your roster. There's no experience like game experience, which is huge.
How many do you think, like, as you get into the meat of the season, how many do you normally play in a game?
you know, it's every year is different. And again, it goes back to how many above the line players you have, but it's probably half that, right? I mean, maybe a little more than half, but if you're playing, you know, 45, 50 players in game, I think that means that there's a lot of people that have great roles.
Yeah. I also loved it. I mean, DeCorian Moore was a guy that everyone was excited for. And speaking of the Lanning one-liners, my favorite was, yeah, it was a great block. He was blocking the wrong guy. But I thoroughly enjoyed
it. Yeah, unbelievable effort. And you watch the play, you can understand why he blocked who he blocked. It's hard to see, but he did. Like, he, that's what we talk about, right? Finished plays with unbelievable effort, and that was fanatical effort. And I think when Gary scores there, he's just as excited about the DeCorian's block as he is, you know, him breaking a tackle and scoring.
So, and then when you look at Dante Moore, great performance, first game, looked the part. If we're being nitpicky, where does Dante Moore get better as this thing goes on? Because for the boxes that he needed to check, he certainly checked in week one.
No, Dante and I actually just visited about that earlier today. He didn't experience adversity in this game, no. Right? So that's the moment we still got to recognize. We got to find a moment where, okay, something doesn't go right. You know, it is a three and out, or the ball gets tipped and it doesn't go the right way. What are those moments going to look like? But he made great decisions all day. He took care of the ball. You know, even in the red area when we didn't score a touchdown there, I thought he made a great decision not to force something. And ultimately, he played a great game for us.
Dan Lanning, coach at Oregon, joins us every Thursday here on 105.1 The Fan, 4 o'clock. Kickoff Saturday, 12:30. Thanks, coach. We'll talk to you next week.
I appreciate you guys. Have a good one.
You too.
I was going to ask him if he could punt. I felt bad for the punter.
Well, he didn't punt.
I know. Can we not get like one punt?
You're
like,
asking if Dan can punt?
Well, just the end of the game. Can we get like one miscellaneous punt, like a one and out? Like, all right, boys, time to punt.
Instead of taking a knee, you just punt on a second down to get the guy to work?
Yeah,
we spin to win.
Now, let's address something here. Buckley was saying that he thought, and I was kind of with him, that Lanning looked some of those things up, like the things that he says. Well, you know, kind of brainstorms a little bit about, you know, how am I going to say this, you know, concisely and accurately. He does not.
No.
Straight off the top of the head.
Impressive.
Tell you what, that is a talent.
Yes.
Because some of these are really fun.
Yeah. The quick wit, it works. Which is probably why it helps on the recruiting trail and relating to players.
You can sleep when you die.
Yeah. It's a good one.
If you see any good players, tell them to come here.
You know what? I'm going to cook on your grill.
What an opportunity.
You ever see a cheetah stretch?
They're fighting for clicks. We're fighting for wins.
It's over your helmet.
We spend to win.
Okay. That's just a few. A lot of them are food references, too.
Yeah, he likes the food.
Well, I didn't have time to ask him there, but...
Yeah, we.
I wonder if he cooks a lot.
I don't think... No.
What? No?
No. No. In season...
I think he likes to. I bet if he's...
I'll say in season, over under... I'll ask him next week if the game goes well, which I think it will. In season, I'm saying over under. The entire season, over under meals that Dan Lanning cooks, 3.5. And I'll take the under.
No, I'll take the under on that.
Yeah.
I bet you, does grilling count if you throw something on the grill?
Yeah, he's not doing that. He's not getting home in time to grill. 3.5.
I do think I read that one of his first jobs was at an Outback and that he cooked steaks there.
Yeah, well, again.
Should ask him about the Bloomin' Onion.
Then well, that's just delightful. Yeah, go ahead, take the over. He ain't cooking.
No.
Dan Lanning's appearance is here on The Fan, brought to you by Philbrook Law. When it comes to your case, Philbrook Law is rooted in substance, not flash. For more information, visit philbrook-law.com. Philbrook Law, your local law team. Listen for Dan Lanning every Thursday at 4 with us here on 105.1 The Fan. Is it a record? Next. Now to a real sport, tennis. Are you watching this Sabalenka-Pegula match here, guys? Semifinals, U.S. Open?
Let's go. It's funny. So I am not watching it. But it's on behind me. You were watching it. And I happened to turn. And first off, I had to take a second to find out who was who. And then I turned to my computer and I started Googling something. And Buckley, hand to God, this is exactly how this goes down. Buckley in my ear goes, hey, I'm not really into the masculine women, but this but this Sabalenka. And I started laughing. And he's like, what? And I turned my computer. Guess what I was Googling?
Sabalenka.
Or Sabalenka? Yeah. Lenko?
Sabalenka.
Boy, I'll tell you what. That's...
You like what she's
got like
going
on? I like the cut of that jib.
Well, you know who Pegula is, right?
That's the Bills' daughter, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's the football team's daughter, but I think it's the owner of the football team's granddaughter, maybe, right?
I mean, I don't want to root against the USA.
No, maybe it is their daughter.
I think it's daughter.
Yeah. Yeah, so she's the American, so we have to root for her. But
I sent you a link about it, but her dad and mom had to park their $100 million yacht off Long Island so they could get to the big match today.
I saw that. Did you catch that, Big Zook?
I did not.
Pagula's parents are there. They had to park
So she's the real feel-good, up-and-coming, like, just underdog story?
She's had a rough go, you know?
I bet she has. I mean, you had to park your yacht far away.
I got to say this, though. You know, if we're on the subject, if you're born that silver-spooned, it's probably hard to be high-level at anything.
No, it's not.
It's not? Why not? Well, no, I just meant like your mentality. Like,
sure, but
it's easy to just be like to half-ass things because you know you're rich.
Sports like tennis and like skiing, you have to have money. Like, I mean,
I know that. I'm just saying, like, she was born into a billionaire family.
Yes,
just to have the drive
to try that hard to be
good. It takes a lot to do that, sure. And I just would think it would be very easy to settle.
Yeah.
Knowing how good you have it.
It is, there is a,
you know, but yes, it's a rich person's sport, but not that rich. Yeah.
Like, which is why, like, the Williams sister is like the Williams sisters. It's not like there's one.
Did you know they were conjoined twins separated at birth?
That is one of the most amazing stories in sports history. The fact that two sisters from.
Well, that's for the other way.
Yes, from very meager beginnings. Like, that sport is not meant for it. I have a friend of mine who has a place in Vail, and he skis. And
weird if he didn't ski.
That would be weird. But he was talking to me about how some of his neighbors, all their kids, are in the U.S. junior skiing program. And he was saying, like, you can't be an inner city or, like, even a meager means kid and be in that. It just
doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist. There's just too much money that goes into being good at that.
Yeah, the barrier entry for that sport is too expensive for anyone to just do it.
And tennis has an element of that. It's just, there's just not any courts anymore. The Williams sisters grew up playing on concrete courts in Compton. That just doesn't happen. It is a very much a privileged sport. So the fact that the greatest women's tennis player of all time and one of came from the same family that came from that background, it's shocking. It is truly one of the great stories. But that doesn't shock me that a very rich daughter is here. But yes, the idea that to stay motivated and all that, yeah, that because you have the ultimate, well, my dad's worth several billions of dollars. If this doesn't work out, oh well.
Well, anyway, Sabalenka.
Oh yeah.
A friend of mine says she looks like the male Andy Roddick.
Boy, I'll tell you what.
That's not wrong.
I'd like to see her and Ilona Mar get together and do like a Dancing with the Stars sort of thing.
You can see more of Sabalenka on the hit Netflix documentary Breakpoint.
I don't want to watch it, but if she's in there,
right? Isn't that what it's called, Breakpoint?
I think that's what it's called. Yeah,
yeah, she's in it. They show her a lot actually, and she is. Well, I won't spoil it for you. Mm.
Well, I'm not going to watch it. So,
oh, you're not?
No.
Yeah,
I'm not watching a series on tennis.
She looks like she's had some. Mm. Well, never mind.
Hey,
she's doing great.
I love her. You shut your mouth.
Just started. Good little match.
She would break you in two.
She'd break you in two.
Nah, right. I'll take it.
Semifinal, 1-1 first set. And I will just be watching this the whole time and not paying attention.
Are you rooting for the rich American?
I mean, I should be, you know, because she's the American, but I don't really care.
Well, ask Buckley where she was from because on the country flag is just a blue square, but I guess like they won't acknowledge Russia.
She's from Belarus.
Yeah.
Belarus.
The Belarusian swan. But yeah, you can't acknowledge that. So you just.
She's the Belarusian.
She's from nowhere.
She's from nowhere. It's like when the Ultimate Warrior used to wrestle from parts unknown.
Real quick, I teased, is it a record? I just wanted to toss this in while we were piggybacking off of Dan Lanning. Did you see that? So, Tui Oti, the linebacker for Oregon.
Yes.
His dad, his name is Tony Tui Oti.
Great name, by the way.
Did you know that he has four boys all playing college football right now?
I did not know that, but that doesn't, I mean, the Sewell brothers had a bunch of those. Like, we've seen this before where you get these families that just, and the Polynesians tend to have big families. So yeah, that doesn't
I've
surprise.
Never heard of more than four.
That's a lot. I mean,
at the same time?
Four is a lot at the same
time.
So
he's got...
Well, the math barely works for that window. Yeah, I know. Have four at the same time.
Maybe some twins.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Some twinsies.
So he's got one at Oregon, one at Boise State, one at Idaho State, and one at San Diego State.
It's a lot.
All
yeah.
right now.
Huh.
That's a lot of travel.
That is a lot of travel.
Unless one's kind of a bastard and you don't really... The Idaho State kid's probably not getting a lot of dad at the games,
dad,
you know?
Dad's like, is this like the Deion Sanders? We go visit based on what team, like the rankings. Like, you're not starting today and your team's ranked 23rd in the country. I got my son starting on the number 5 team in the country. I know where I'm going.
But, you know, it's not about this, but, you know, he's also got a lot of good gambling info.
Oh, that's true.
He's got a lot of good inside info on some clubs.
Never.
Out there.
No, that's not.
I mean, he can't. No. I'm just saying, like,
no.
If he were to share that with us.
I want to look and see, has there ever been, how many times there's been four brothers playing college ball at the same time?
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
That's why I brought it up.
I think the Sewell brothers had three going at once, if I'm not mistaken.
That ain't no four.
That ain't no four.
In the news is next. I got some more sports news, local sports news you can use.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that we talk about way too much, the Powerball jackpot.
Yes.
Is now even higher.
So I keep not playing because I'm waiting for it to get really big. So maybe I'll decide to win it this time.
Oh, apparently Tony Tuioti is the Ducks D-line coach. So he's only going to Oregon games.
Oh, yeah. Did you not know that?
No, I didn't.
I thought you were doing bits.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, he's always with Oregon.
I didn't know that. I thought he was just a dad.
No.
Dad.
Football dad.
Oh, man.
In the news is next, but first, here's Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break. And best to you.
Now, this is courtesy one of our fine listeners on the fan text line. We were talking about Tioti. Is that the name?
Tatum Tuioti and his dad, Tony Tuioti.
Yeah, Tony has four boys all playing college football right now. And you said you were going to do some research. I noticed that you did not.
I did. I brought it up right here.
Okay, good. Before you get to that, a listener tipped us off on this, and I looked it up, and this was true. And ESPN is saying that this is a record that Metalark Lemon's family had four boys all playing football at Linfield at the same time, same school.
What the hell?
Yes.
In fact, the YouTube bringing that up as well and said that all four of them played on the same special teams play, and they believe that's never been done before.
Yeah, this says that the Lemon family situation was so unique. This was back in 2007, I think.
Yeah.
It was so unique that ESPN's College Game Day sent a reporter to profile the family during a three-day visit coinciding with their game against Pacific Lutheran. This was back in 2007.
That's awesome. I had no idea. Now, according to internet...
So this was this would have been Metal R. Clemens' grandkids.
Yeah. According to internet, and I only did football, okay? Yeah. So, like, I don't know if other sports, but I did not find any more than three brothers. So this, from my, you know, five-minute search, this would be the first time that four brothers are playing Division I football, according to internet. But, you know, there may be someone at a small college somewhere, but... Like the closest thing I can find is three, and that's only happened a handful of times. And like Hillsdale College had three brothers on its roster. Like,
well, Linfield had four.
Linfield had four. Yeah, it's like, and it doesn't even bring up the Linfield one.
At the same time, it doesn't even bring that up.
No.
And so, they're related to Metal R. Clemen.
I think when you get down in, no offense, but I think when you get down to the Linfields and the Hillsdale College, I'm not certain that that's like the most documented thing in,
no,
in
I know,
the world.
But ESPN Game Day covered it.
Game Day covered it. Yeah. So the fact that you have four brothers playing at college football, like major college football, I got to believe that that's not a record. It's
at the same time.
At the same time. As Buck pointed out, or it might have been you, the timeline of that is like you've got to be on point.
Well, that's one every 9 months, Tony, 10 months.
Tony is getting it done.
Am I wrong?
Yes. You're just cranking it out.
I'll get it in.
Which, by the way, my word. Like, take
for like one a year.
Yeah, that's... Because like after you give birth, you got to wait a little bit before you can even. I mean,
so
that's
like one a year.
Yeah,
I mean, like they're not waiting long.
No, they are not.
And they did that four straight years.
At least they got the benefit of a redshirt in there somehow. Probably.
Probably. I think at some point the mom was like, "Can I get a girl? Can we get one? Is there a sister in that?
There may be a sister.
Do we know? Is there a sister in that crew?
She plays football at Linfield.
She's place kicking somewhere."
It is September 4, 2025. It is time now for the news. I'm your noted newsman. Hello, thank you. Please be seated or all rise. Your choice. It's brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today is National Macadamia Nut Day.
Oh, I love a good macadamia nut.
Boy, you ain't kidding. Yeah. Underrated.
Expensive, though.
I think that's why it's underrated. It's because it's so expensive.
Yeah, you just don't see them as much because they're
Whenever you go to Hawaii and someone's like, hey, bring me back some macadamia nuts, you're like, oh, yeah, no problem. Then you see that like a little jar of them is like $29. You're like, what the hell?
It is also National Leadership Day.
Oh.
Jason.
There you go. I appreciate good leadership.
There you go.
I don't have it.
Oh, you don't?
I don't.
You don't think Dusty or Cooley are good leaders?
No. I.
Oh, you're not a good
leader. I don't want to lead.
Yeah, I'm not a leader either.
I have
I
have no desire to lead.
Leadership comes in many, many forms, Jace. It does.
Is that leave me alone and let me do my own thing?
Well, it can be. I mean, sometimes, you know, people are just watching you. Maybe you're a leader just by your mere bearded presence.
I have never been someone that, the old line is, like, power is only made for those that are willing to stoop down and pick it up. I have no desire to stoop and pick. I'm good.
We should ask Dusty what he thinks of now being a leader.
Yeah.
He wouldn't tell us.
No.
But I think he's regretting taking that job.
There's more to it than meets the eye. And it's a certain... That's why, like, politicians in general, I think, are very smarmy. Because I think the people that want those positions, that want to lead, that's the bad part, is most people that want to be in charge and lead shouldn't.
Yeah, Dusty. Sook's calling you out.
It's interesting.
I have hot sports news you can use. Second day in a row.
I like news.
I'm corkscrewing some sports into my ITN.
Let's do it.
Did you know that we're getting Oregon Gonzaga men's basketball in Portland this year?
I can't say I did.
I knew that either. Mm. And so I saw Oregon's non-conference men's basketball schedule came out today. Mm-hmm. And they are playing Gonzaga at Moda.
Nice.
December 21.
Okay.
Get your popcorn ready.
That's fine. I got a buddy of mine that goes up every year. He's a Zag. Law school and undergrad. And he always goes up and watches them play UW. But now he can just go on down to Moda Center. A lot of Zags in this area, too.
The Ducks are also playing Auburn in Vegas.
Okay. So that's a fun little non-con.
Good matchup.
Yeah.
Good little matchup. Powerball jackpot is now at $1.7 billion dollars.
And just so you know, you weren't going to win it when it was $200 million, and you're not going to win it when it's $1.7 million.
Look at you.
I understand why you want to play it.
raining on everyone's parade.
No, that's the 1 in 292.2 million odds you have of winning it. But
what do you think is the most amount of money someone in the country for this drawing will spend?
A couple grand.
Oh, I bet more than that.
You think?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think there's some big money groups that do this.
Yeah,
like,
I could see that.
Probably 50 grand or maybe more. I don't know. Who knows?
You know, everyone peels off whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that.
This is 41.
I guess I was just thinking an individual. Is there someone out there right now that's like putting $5,000 down on this?
Oh, yeah.
Is there a worse?
Taylor Luan?
Taylor Luan?
Yeah. From the Bussin?
Yeah.
He said this morning he went to the store and bought $1,000 worth.
Did he really?
Just right up. Just,
oh, well. I guess, I think
there's a lot of that.
Did Chet Holmgren. He's like, he's on his TikTok, like fanning out the tickets saying he's going to end child hunger if he wins.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
With his Michelob Ultras.
I don't think you can end childhood hunger with that, but.
Well,
it's not that
he's going to try.
But I appreciate it. I will not be ending childhood hunger, but
I won't either.
I will retire this program.
Just be Zook ending this
says,
show.
Childhood hunger can suck it.
That's right.
I got a yacht to buy.
Retiring prime time. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know if there'll be a yacht, but there'll be a nice boat. That'll be a small yacht.
41 straight drawings without a big winner. Saturday's jackpot is expected to be the third largest in United States history.
Yeah. What's the... Now I got to see what the lump sum payment is.
I don't know. $1.7 billion is the total, they're saying.
Yeah.
Well, RIP Spirit Airlines out at PDX. You know, Spirit Airlines was supposed to merge with JetBlue and it got denied.
770, by the way.
770 is the lump sum?
That's the lump sum.
I'll take that.
Hey, all right, I've changed my mind. I'm now going to play. 770.
Well, you've been saying for the last 2 weeks you've been playing.
No, I said I'm going to play, and I've yet to.
Man never does.
Oh, you've never. You haven't even bought a ticket yet.
I think me and my daughter, we bought one like 2 weeks ago when
That's
it was like 700 million bucks, and I have not played since. I keep telling myself that I'm going to, and then I forget.
So Spirit Airlines has announced that Portland travelers are among those who will no longer see their service.
Oh, no.
At their airport.
So I will continue to not fly Spirit Airlines?
That is correct. Oh. You can't even, you don't even have the option.
Thank God, because when I search like Kayak and Google Flights, the first thing I do is I go to the airlines and I eliminate Spirit because I ain't flying on it.
Well, can't you just assume, like, you've traveled enough abroad that when you do a search for any flight that you want, and then when you travel abroad, you see all these airlines that you don't recognize.
Yes.
Can't you just assume that the cheapest ones are terrible?
Yes. If you,
Have you flown Air Canada?
I have flown Air Canada.
Air Canada's, I mean, it's not great. It's not Spirit.
It's Delta.
But it's not great.
All I know is, first off, the Asian airlines.
But it's cheaper.
The Asian airlines and the Middle Eastern airlines is what you want to get.
Lufthansa.
Oh, they're freaking Turkish Airlines. The T's. For Turkish.
They have Turkish bathhouses in them.
I'll tell you what. In Istanbul, the Turkish Airlines lounge, oh my God. Mm. That's the nicest.
God.
It's like the nicest thing I've ever seen. In, like,
Can I tell you that I love a good airport lounge?
Oh, yeah.
I absolutely love it.
Yeah, they're tasty.
And they're actually growing big time in popularity now. People don't want to sit in the at the gate.
No, and they're jacking up credit cards. Like, the yearly fees now are like $800.
Oh yeah.
But yes, those are great. But yeah, like when you search, and every other flight is like $700, and there's one for $4. Understand, what you're getting with that $4, and then when you go there and you're upset. What do you expect? If you fly Spirit or Frontier, just know going in, it's not going to be a smooth transaction.
So Spirit Airlines has announced that they are only going to prioritize their stronger performing markets. That is not Portland. They will be out of Portland, along with Albuquerque, Birmingham, Boise, Chattanooga, Columbia, Oakland, Sacramento, Salt Lake City, San Diego, and San Jose.
Oh, wow.
So, a lot of the West Coast, you no longer get that.
Yeah, boo-hoo. You can still fly Frontier and have the worst experience of your life because it's the same thing.
These changes go into effect the week of October 2nd.
I saw a thing where Frontier, I don't remember if it was Frontier or Spirit, one of them, they don't even put like cushions in the seats.
You have to pay extra.
It's just like, it's basically just like a hard plastic chair with some cloth over the top of it. Like there is no.
Do you want to know what AI says? Which is worse, Spirit or Frontier?
Ooh, yeah, talk to me.
It says Spirit Airlines is generally considered the slightly less worse option between Spirit and Frontier.
Yeah.
Did you know that? I would have said Frontier slightly better. I've flown both.
I have too, and I don't...
Look, I only flew Spirit once. Yeah. And doesn't everybody fly Spirit once because you're unaware and then you're like, oh, now I get it.
This is why
I'm never flying that again.
Yes.
But Frontier, I've done multiple times.
I did a couple times because when I lived in Denver, Frontier is out of Denver. And sometimes, like, if you're taking a quick little flight somewhere, like, I can see, like, if you're going down to, like Ashland or whatever, and Spirit, I understand, like, if something like that, like a budget airline, but, man, if you're flying to L.A., do not get on Spirit. Vegas is the big one for Spirit. Like, you can fly to Vegas for on Spirit Airlines, I believe, for, like, some possum soup and, like, gator teeth. I think that is the currency that you can get yourself to Vegas, but be prepared. It's insane.
Another local news legend is stepping away. We've lost another one, Jason.
Where are you going?
Hopefully retiring.
Come Saturday, if I remember to buy my ticket.
That's next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
All right, coming up next is the backup quarterback game 2025. We've made it.
Yes.
But this is in the news for September 4, 2025. I was telling you that another local news legend, not me, thankfully, is stepping down. So we lost Jeff Giannola.
Yeah.
He's not dead.
No. He's retiring.
Now we are losing Steve Dunn.
Didn't we lose one before Giannola, too? I thought Giannola was the second one that we lost. I feel like there was another one that was.
Yeah, wasn't there a weather person that stepped down?
I felt like it.
Meteorologist, I should say.
But now we're losing Steve Dunn, huh?
Yes, I'm racking my brain. I can't think of anyone else.
KATU's very own Steve Dunn.
39 years at K2. He will retire mid-December. Now, he is saying that it's not retirement, so perhaps they're fighting over contractual issues, which often happens.
Yeah.
But he says, I am exploring different options in areas that I'm extra passionate about, and no, I will not be a lounge singer.
Hmm. By the way, can I tell you that... If you had to look up middle-aged white anchor, just...
Yeah, he's right out of Central
Casting. It's just now. Steve Dunn.
He did a good job, though.
Yeah, Steve Dunn was great.
Very good on there. But like, yes, he is... And he doesn't look... I don't know how old he is. He doesn't look very old.
No, he's looked the exact same age for 25 years.
Yeah.
And if you just... Like I said, like if you were casting a movie and we're like, look, we need like a dependable, steadfast, like Midwestern news anchor straight out of like Sioux City, I give you Steve Dunn.
Great career. He will be done at the end of 2025.
Good hair.
Yeah. Rest in peace, Steve Dunn.
Not dead. And it doesn't sound like he wants to shut it down.
Maybe he'll be doing the noon slot on the fan or the 1 o'clock slot on the fan.
You can do a lot worse than having Steve Dunn in here.
Yeah. Bring some news talk to the show or to the station.
What if Steve Dunn comes in here and does In the News? What if he replaces you just for these two segments?
I think we got a fight on our hands.
Steve Dunn only wants to work a half hour.
Look, Dusty,
half hour a day.
Dusty calls me into the office. He's like, look, we want to upgrade In the News, okay?
we're able to get... Look, we got him on the cheap, right? It was contract
dispute. Steve Dunn's willing to do it.
Channel 2 is paying most of his salary. We're getting him for nothing. And
I need you to go over to the bar next door and have a drink from 4:30 to 5. Boy, I tell you what, I would have no problem.
You're over at Emerald Line rattling some ice while Steve Dunn... I'm not sure how Steve Dunn would take his news contributor sitting next to him. What's up, Steve?
All right. Well, that's in the news. September 4, 2025. Courtesy of the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
The 2025 NFL backup quarterback game is next. And so is the third string game. And by the way,
there's 14 of them?
There are 14 third stringers.
No, I'm going to do on those.
The over under is very high this year. So yeah, you better buckle up.
You
son
keep
of a
ratcheting it up.
Let's go.
All right.
We'll do it next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.